Action.
All right, guys. Welcome to After Hours, the first Open Sign Productions podcast. My name is Christian Nash.
Nate Barr.
I'm Cam Clark.
I'm Ryan Webeking.
All right, first episode, we're pretty much going to talk about the world of independent filming in the Midwest. I'm just going to kind of hand the floor over to you guys, since you guys have been doing the business longer. I'll talk and contribute, but, you know, probably be more prudent for you guys. So, go ahead.
I guess the best way to put it is, you know, filming in the Midwest, it fucking sucks.
It's a fair assessment.
It sucks, man. It's fun, though. Like,
The only thing that I can say, especially, I don't know about some other Midwestern states, but here in Indiana, you don't need permits for shit.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
That is pretty cool. You don't need permits in the Midwest.
Do you
permission. And if you're...
Property.
If you're out and about, like... I'm pretty sure we can even go right downtown Fort Wayne. I mean, well, we have shot in the parks before. I have shot plenty of times there with ResFX doing commercials.
Yeah, like, I was starting out, you know, I learned that from Mark Neubauer. I learned that from Mark. And when Mark told me that is when I went and did that stuff for my film class back in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and, like, there are no permits in Indiana, but it's really typical, like, in other states. Like, Ohio, Michigan, Illinois, you need permits.
Now, is this for, like, public places, or is it, like, just anywhere?
I don't know about anywhere. I think it's mainly public.
Yeah, I think it works with, like, city stuff. So, like, if you're in Chicago, like, you need a permit to be filming here because you're taking up people's time. You know, it's like you're in the way. Because, like, I mean, in Chicago. So, filming in Chicago is, like,
I heard
it's crowded.
Not very easy to do.
Like even city streets, is it?
Like, yeah, like...
Well, for the longest time, I guess Chicago was, like, off limits. They wouldn't let people film there. If I remember right, the first Blues Brothers movie, like, kind of changed that somehow.
If you've ever been to Chicago... Like, and you, like, you're in the city and you see how busy it is all the time. And, like, it's really difficult to get that many people to kind of cooperate and not get in your shot because people will get in your shot. So, like, it's difficult. Even with permits, it would be hard to do. Like, here, it's easy. You know, like, something that we do and that, like, others have noticed is we have filmed in areas that aren't super populated and we stay pretty much... in the distance, out on our own. Nobody bothers us. And we like it that way. Like, we haven't done a whole lot of urban cinema yet.
Not a lot, but that's hopefully going to change.
Yeah, I'm never...
I'm getting really kind of tired of the country. I can't believe I said that. Because I'm always the one that's about going shooting outdoors.
Yeah, it's cool until you fucking get out there.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I mean, one pretty cool thing is, like, as long as you have permission to be somewhere, you can pretty much be there and be there for as long as whoever owns the place says, if they're like, okay, you can use this storefront, you know, for the hours from, you know, 9 to 5.
And that happens a lot.
Whereas somewhere like big city, they would be like, yeah, you gotta... Like,
they might have, I don't know this for a fact, but, you know, they could have, like, stipulations on, like, okay, you only got so many hours at this location, and then your permit's no good anymore.
You have to go
through city council for something like that?
Film commissioner, probably.
Yeah, big cities, they've got that position up.
Oh, no shit. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Like, it's weird. I'm pretty sure. That's memory serves.
So if we wanted to film, like, downtown Fort Wayne for, like, a future project or something that we've already done, I haven't been in downtown Fort Wayne
with you guys. That's Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Oh, yeah, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
I mean, I'm sure that nobody listening to this knows,
what the fuck Fort Wayne is.
Yeah. Dude, this place is so off the grid that it was at the end of the Sucker Punch movie.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah. She's going to Fort Wayne because she's going to nowhere.
Should we actually explain, like, who we are so we're not just, you know, these four assholes talking about filmmaking?
Oh, yeah, that might be cool.
I mean, I guess I did kind of say you were the director, but...
Well, yeah. I mean, okay, so, like... All right, did we say the title of this show?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
After Hours? That was the like, one of the
Open
first
Sign
things.
Productions, After Hours, is a podcast based about, like, our experiences as filmmakers at Open Sign Productions based in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It consists of 18 people now. It started off as three.
And is it really up. Fucking 18 already?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
good lord.
We're up there. We got, like, peeps. The CEO, Michael Storch, heads most of the operation. I am Senior Vice President, Cam Clark. And Ryan here is head of the camera department.
Director of photography.
And
on-set production, I believe.
Pretty much, yeah. On-set production.
Jeez. Art director most of the time.
Mm-hmm. And then Christian and Nate here are underlings. I guess that's the way I could put it. Like, you guys are, they're new employees with an Open Sign. Well, new. Not really new.
They're like, why the fuck is this fucking... Like, ringing in the podcast. Okay.
I am primarily an actor. I've been with Open Sign, not officially, since late 2012.
Really?
Yeah. Starting on Phantom Oak back in the day.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
He said Oak.
He said Oak.
So I've been here for a while, but it's only recently that Open Sign was kind enough to take me aside and say, hey, do you want to be more a part of the company? And I was like,
we made him a crew member.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That right there, like, if you ever want to get toughened up, if you ever want to feel like you've been to boot camp, join the crew of an independent film.
Yeah, damn.
I don't know. I mean, I didn't endure the winter you guys did, but I mean, I've enjoyed, you know, the few months I've been with you guys.
I enjoy the hell out of it, but I'm kind of a glutton for punishment.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I hold the fucking camera all the time, so it's like I'm always put in weird positions. Go climb that tree.
Yeah, that was cool.
Lay down here and don't swat at any mosquitoes that might land on your face.
Yeah. Hey, get in that deer stand with that giant fucking spider.
Yeah, but all that shit's fun though, man. It's all good.
I guess I'm the.
I got my start on a little film called East of Nowhere, and I didn't know anything really about filming. I just knew I wanted to do it.
Yeah, I
got told, oh, you're the camera operator. I'm like, okay. I guess you better learn how to do this. And Nicole and Matt, the directors, they showed me how to work the camera, and I was like, okay. And they're like, oh, hey, you're pretty good at it. You just want to keep that position throughout the whole movie? Sure. Now it's like mostly all I do. Well, mostly until I started acting. That happened.
Oh yeah, it sure fucking did. Well, I guess
by the way, you were supposed to be acting alongside of me, okay, but you know, totally pulled out like a bitch.
Fuck you, man. I know.
Who are you gonna play?
WAP.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. But it did. It happened. It's no big deal. I guess, like, I'm the asshole. I don't work as hard as these three do.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Fuck you, man. I tell people what to do. And I direct the scenes. And, well, at least right now on my feature, The Stray. Phantom, I was assistant director, which was essentially just me either doing all the shit I never wanted to do or telling people what to do. Yeah. So
Mike's going
to
hear
that. You didn't have to do much.
Yeah.
Phantom, I guess.
I didn't. I never really had to work too hard on Phantom. Man. I got But I started off in 2011, my senior year. Jesus.
Phantom was so easy compared to this.
Oh, Christ, yeah.
I started on Missing, our first project as a company, Missing. And I started, like Nate, I started like as an actor. But I don't know, it just got old for me, so I took my hand at directing, and I'm not too bad at it. I'm not going to say I'm good.
Neither am I.
I mean, in that respect, man. I wouldn't call you, you know, an asshole in that respect, just because, you know, it's your vision, you want it to turn out.
I mean, on my project right now, for sure, like, I'm going to be as stingy as hell on my project currently. However, I don't think that I work as hard as some people. I work pretty damn hard. Because I wrote it, I had to cast it, I had to work with it. And working with actors can be a real pain in the ass sometimes. Like, man, there are stories.
Yeah.
It depends.
But
some, like, we can't tell here.
I guess, yeah, no, sure. Right. I respect the art form of acting, but I find directing to be a little more hard and a little not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of the same thing.
I mean, because at the same time, you got to be paying attention to everything that's going on set. You have to be, you know, make sure, you have to not only manage the actors, but the people, like, behind that are on set that are might be dicking around or making noise or, you know, doing something. You have to make sure that everybody's cool.
Yeah, and that's the toughest part, is making sure everyone stays in line.
It's pretty hard to focus on stuff that's... when there's all kinds of shit going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, I don't like that too much.
Like,
especially if you're indoors, like in a small, like a bedroom or a basement or something.
Yeah.
And there's like 10 different conversations going on.
Right, yeah.
And then you're trying to, like, talk to an actor.
Well, see, like, the way that I fix that is I keep things pretty minimal. If we're inside or if we're in an enclosed space.
You know what? I've gotten used to saying, hey, everybody, shut the fuck up for a minute. Shut up for a minute. Let me chill and talk to this actor, and then you guys can talk again.
Hell, you know, Jeremy Storch, our AD on The Stray, his job is to tell you guys to be quiet when you're talking and I'm getting ready for a take. But I'm usually the one to scream, hey, shut the fuck up!
Yeah,
you gotta... I'm usually the first one to do it.
You gotta speak up a little bit, I've noticed.
I'm a loud guy, period, so... I mean...
Lately, it's been pretty smooth, and nobody's... Yeah,
it's been awesome.
We've not had any issues with that. I've been pretty happy with the last couple of shoots.
I have been, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, especially this being, like, my first feature, I'm happy with how it's going. I really am. And it's going to look so great, and I can't wait for by the time this thing's put up, the teaser will be out.
There's only been one really bad day, and that was the day that I was sick.
Oh.
I wasn't there.
The
day that I keep hearing about how awful it was.
Hey, remember that day you weren't there? Yeah, it fucking sucked.
Yeah, dude, let's tell some of that, Nate, because we were there. Dude.
Are we allowed to say names?
No.
Okay, this is...
Because that cuts out a lot of it.
What, the worst winter in how many years? I don't know.
This probably was a terrible 20, winter.
20, 30 years, yeah. Something like that.
A number of years.
And, like, it was just that particular day, like, we were trying to get shots. This was what the biggest frustration was the woods that we were out in. I think this is that day, right? When we were out in the woods and me and Austin kept falling down?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Who's Austin?
Austin Gray, our... shit.
Cameraman.
Austin, what do you do?
he's now a camera operator.
That's right. Austin Gray, our newest camera operator. Great guy. Love him to death. Pooh Bear. I swear to God.
Cuddly as shit.
Cuddly as shit. It's adorable. He and I were trying to get these takes in, like, shin deep snow, like, way up there. And it's me and Austin walking backwards, and, like, one of us would keep tripping. Like, once it was me twice, it was Austin twice. It was just terrible. It was a terrible take. And we finally gave up, and we get all the way out there. And we get out there, and, like, no, we don't get all the way out there. We go back home, sorry. We go back home. We get all the way back home to the home base. Yeah, it's called the home base.
The base of operations.
This is fucking Halo.
Where we are. Oxen free safe.
I'm talking about Austin's dad's place.
Austin's dad's place. And, man, four different cars, right? Was it four different cars?
Four different cars got stuck in that fucking driveway.
That driveway was awful.
And this was out in Cheribusco, which, for any of you listening, is in the middle of, you know, bumfuck nowhere. And so, like, the wind, oh, God, the wind was terrible. It was like a wind tunnel. It was terrible.
You know, I looked forward to going out into those woods because it was so warmer in there.
It was so much warmer in the woods than it was out there. And, like, and Christian,
no issues at all.
Christian wasn't with us yet, right? Yeah, you weren't with us yet.
No, I came on about, like, what, like, May?
Yeah. This was in, like, fucking March.
It was towards the
end of February.
Dude, this was February.
Oh, yeah, that's when it was real bad.
Yeah.
So we push all these cars out, dude. This was just the worst. We got no footage, almost. We got almost nothing. It was terrible. So we all go back up to the house. And, like, our friend Ryan Bozo, who's a co-founder of Open Sign, wonderful guy, love him to death, he stayed in the cars at the end of the driveway, and this is one of the really long driveways, like really long driveways.
Good 100, 200 feet.
At least. And he calls Michael and goes, "They left me out here. And we all thought that he meant out in the woods. We're like, no fucking way.
Ryan just
we missed
off
him?
Woods, you know? Screw you guys. I'm going out here in the woods.
And he's right. I'm in the car at the end of the fucking driveway. Because he didn't want to walk in that shit. And we were all pissed. We were like, fuck you, man. Why are you all pissed off? That's bullshit. Oh, it was so funny, dude, but it was miserable.
Does he know this? Because he's probably going to hear this.
No, dude, he'll agree with, like, honestly, if I hadn't been out there pushing, I would have stayed in the car.
Right.
Like, if I didn't have, like, some kind of... he had no obligation to fucking get out. He didn't give a shit. And I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to get out of those fucking cars.
Right.
That was way too cold.
I can't even imagine what it was like out there. There's, like, no fucking plows, nothing, just bullshit.
Oh, dude, man. The fucking roads were a nightmare. Terrible. Oh, and you know what, though? It was worse at night. Because all that wet snow would just freeze, like, instantly. So it was, like, I remember one night, dude, we went down that driveway, and you didn't even have your fucking foot on the accelerator. You just kind of let it go.
Oh, yeah.
And it got all the way to the end.
Slid all the way down, yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah, it sucked. And we got really good at
it. It froze so many times, because there was, like, ice ruts and shit.
Yeah.
You know, and it was a little bit dangerous at times.
Oh, yeah. All those times everyone was scared to fall.
Well, like, my car...
It's gonna biff it.
The underbody of my car is completely tore to hell because of that fucking driveway.
Yeah, that driveway was fucking miserable.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, like, chunks of, like, plastic hanging down from the nose of my car.
Awesome.
Dude, like... there were some days that were really cool.
I was cold and I was kind of miserable at times, but I still had a hell of a lot of fun.
It looked really good. It looks good. That's the important thing, is how cool it looks.
Yeah.
It looks real good.
Oh, there was... oh, shit. Do you remember the cornfield day?
Yeah.
I was already pissed. I don't even remember why, but I was just mad.
I think we... figured out that there was nothing to be pissed about, right?
Yeah, well, I was just...
we were just mad.
Yeah, we were just in a shitty mood. And it would be that way every time we would go out there.
We get about 5-10 minutes away, and we're like, man, this fucking sucks.
And we're just like, this is fucking bullshit. And we would just get pissed. Like, this weather's shitty.
All kinds of shit that pissed us off.
And just, like, getting it all out. And then we'd be chill the whole day.
Sounds like a night for me right before I go into work. Like, fucking living in this shithole apartment.
Dude, so...
Working this shithole restaurant.
The take we were getting that day had to do with our main character and our lead female. And it was way out, like, I cut maybe 10 meters from the property line. Like, from the fence of the farm. And... the second you walked on that snow, if you weighed less than more than a feather, then you would just fall into the snow, and you'd have to Eskimo walk that shit. Well, I'm fat, and yeah, I sunk a lot.
You'd sink in what almost quite a bit up your shins at least. Yeah, not quite to your knees.
But. It was like cold. It was like it was snow, but it was like the ice snow that cuts up a little bit.
Nice and sharp at the
top. Nice and sharp at the top, and like your pit. I'm just whole walk. I'm like, God damn it! Just screaming all these cuss words. Ryan's at the end of it, just fucking dying, laughing his ass off.
Good time. Ha ha ha! Funny.
Michael pulls up there, and he's like saying something. I don't remember what, something blah, blah, blah. And then you said, Michael, don't fucking come over here.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm fucking mad. I don't want to talk to you right now. And Mike was like,
what the hell, man?
Yeah, like, dude, what the hell's wrong? I didn't do anything. Like, I'm not mad at you. I'm just mad.
Don't exacerbate it.
And then Joe started coming over. You're like, dude, keep Joe over there.
I was just fucking mad at everything that day. I just want
to stay out here.
I just want to stay out here and be fucking pissed. And it was fun. I enjoyed doing it. It was just such a bitch.
Filming that day.
I don't even remember anymore.
Some bullshit.
Yeah.
You'll see it in a few months.
Was that the day we were putting Austin in makeup and you guys were out there by that fence row?
Oh, yeah!
Didn't you guys say you're not even going to use his zombie footage?
No. We're not going to use the footage we got, but we're going to do it again, but we're redoing it.
What, in the winter?
Yeah.
What if it doesn't look like it didn't?
It doesn't have... Okay, out in the country, like, because they don't plow or anything,
this was the first snow we get... out in the woods, too.
Yeah, like...
We've got a whole other scene to add to it.
Yeah, like, we want to change it. A little bit. Like,
holy piss.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It's the hardest thing we have to shoot this winter.
Sweet.
Anyway, like... back to, like, being, Midwestern filmmakers.
Yeah.
There's an awful lot of... Like, if you've ever... I don't know if you've ever done this yet, Christian or Nate, but, like... talk to people, just random people you might meet, or people at work, tell them, oh yeah, a filmmaker, I make movies. They're like, what?
Bullshit.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
What sorcery is this?
This ain't how a motherfucker.
they look at you like you're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Until they... look me up on IMDb. I got a fucking page right there.
Right.
I have yet to
I am internet famous, so you know.
And, yeah, right. And, I've blown some people's minds, it seems like, because they're just not used to it around here, I guess.
Yeah, that was kind of my boss's reaction when I tried to get Sundays off. She's like, film company? What is this? And it's like, is this a hobby? I'm like, no, this is an actual... opportunity for me to further the career that I've been like seeking since I was like fucking 10 years old. It's not a joke, and some people just don't fucking get it. So I get where you're coming from.
Don't know if you two have gotten this yet. I know you have, because I have. Anytime in the Midwest when you met, like especially in this town, when you mention, oh yeah, I make movies, first fucking joke you hear. First fucking joke.
Is it porn?
No.
Yeah.
And it's just like, hey, fuck you, man.
Totally going to bring that up. It wasn't even funny the first time I heard it.
I don't think it'll ever get funny.
If I had a dime for every time I've heard that, I would never have to work again.
All right.
I used to get this even when I was just told people I was writing scripts.
It's porn, right? There's sex.
Wait, yeah. Writing porn? I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
How do you fucking write porn?
That goes there, squirt.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's but, exactly. You know, it's just become a huge like pet peeve of mine.
No, I feel you.
You know, the last person that, and it's always guys. Well, not always. I've had a few women.
The occasional. That,
Is it porn? Yeah.
Like, yeah, why, you want to be in it?
Yeah, the last guy that said something like that, I was not very nice to. I don't really remember what I said to him, but
I'm sure
it was something pretty funny.
Well, I mean, yeah, you take what you do seriously, and it gets fucking obnoxious every, like, all right, like, this guy's going to say, do you do porn? I wonder what the reaction would be if you're just like, yeah.
You looking for a partner?
You know what? It could be like, yeah, you know what? We're getting ready to shoot a, you know, a transvestite S&M porn. You want to audition?
We're doing a...
You know what? No, never mind. I'll just give you the part.
Loose ass is number 9. Get in character.
We're gonna go over... No, I remember exactly where the last person that asked me that was at Auburn...
Auburn Fair.
Oh, yeah. Fucking of
when
course.
I was filming for our web series called Phobia. I filmed an episode of that on season 1.
You can check it out on YouTube. Just type in Open Fright Sign Fair. Prods into the search engine.
Don't.
Find the company, and then you go from there. What?
No, I was going to say, don't we have enough, but it's not out yet, so never mind.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good boy.
Yeah, secrets. We got secret squirrel shit going on here.
Secret squirrel
can't
shit.
Talk about.
Yeah, sorry, I might have to edit that out.
Can I be Morocco Mole?
Fuck yeah!
But anyway, So I'll just give you the part, buddy, and then we're gonna go over here to the fucking livestock barn, get us a donkey, and fucking bring it back over here.
What'd he say?
He was just like, oh, well, you know, that's cool, man. You know, I don't know. I can't exactly remember what I said to the guy, but I was...
Last person that asked me...
He knew I wasn't happy, and, like, he was like, okay, I'm probably going to shut up.
No, where are you going? You don't want to experience equestrian dick? Come back here.
Yeah.
Equestrian. That's awesome.
You're not going anywhere, asshole. Get back here.
Well, you think I was asking? This is a demand.
So now that you know, you have to be a part.
This is a supply and demand industry. Now you supply your dick because I demand it.
Anyway, if I can finish my fucking story.
Well, dude, Webb talks like old people fuck. Like, he takes forever.
Let him go.
Dude, I'm not talking about shit, man. So you fuck off. Fuck right off.
Fuck you, man. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Webb.
Oh, that's cool. Like, even when you... Like, okay. This is even worse. Going to a location that you think you might want to film at.
Yeah.
Dropping off your card or something. I mean, they really look at you like, you want to do what? in my store. And you're like, you haven't even told them anything.
See, are you going to film the products?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That's been a big thing too. Even at GameStop, if we saw people out there, when I worked there, like, if we saw people with their cameras out, we'd have to kick them out of the store.
Oh yeah.
Because they're worried about, like, they're probably gonna give this to other people to, you know, they're probably selling out our prices. They're going to put us under. Mm. Even fucking Glenbrook Mall's like that. Like, I remember
I could see that.
Yeah.
Very easily.
I was trying to do something for my photography class back in the day, and those fucks were just like, no, you got to take that camera outside, dude. You can't have that in here.
Oh, shitty.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I didn't even have the lens cap off, anything. It was just, I had it, and they're like, no.
Wow, dude.
Oh, like, I dropped off my card to Acme, which is a great restaurant right down the street from my house. Dropped off my card there because we might want to, we talked about shooting Joe's short film over there. Mm-hmm. And, like, I've known the manager like for quite a while because I order stuff there all the time. And when I gave him my card, he was like, he just sat there and stared at it for a minute. he looked at me and looked back at the card and like, what is it? Like, what do you mean you're making a film? I don't understand.
What is movie?
I just don't know what to say whenever I'm like asked that question. It's kind of hard to explain.
Yeah, like I get the.
Have you ever been to Carmike?
I get the how. With a camera. Yeah. What camera? Like, they look at me like, what's a camera?
That also says a lot about this city, too. Yeah. It's just like, why would you try to reach for your dreams? Like, why?
Yeah.
That's totally how it works. Oh, man.
Wouldn't you like to work at our fine gas station? You may or may not get robbed tonight.
Maybe.
How about a hospital?
Or
plenty of those around here.
Yeah, that's about a factory.
Factory. What else?
Why don't you go to our nifty community retail college store? Check it out. Oh yeah. I do not recommend.
Let me tell you
retail.
About the wonderful world of fast food.
Oh, good God.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys want to chime in on that?
We should not get sued.
we will, because you know, the things I want.
Yeah, well, say, we can also talk about how we all have to have day jobs.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Is I'm telling you about a day job.
Mixed in with filmmaking.
Fuck a day job right up its stupid ass.
Yeah, seriously.
I hear you, buddy.
Violently.
I mean, not that I don't appreciate my day job, because I do, because it gives me money and all. And I have this house and I need to pay my bills. But God damn it! I want to be a fucking full time filmmaker. I don't want to worry about this fucking day job.
I want to get up at 2 in the afternoon because I have to be on set at 3.
I mean, that's pretty much part of why we're doing this whole podcast.
Yeah, it's just to kind of expand our horizons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna be cool, man.
Yeah, it's all gonna be good.
It's just like, especially when you've got like everybody whose schedules conflict with their various jobs.
I mean, so. I'm sure that happens to any filmmaker that's coming up. You know,
yeah, like,
you go to work all day and you work on.
Let me just say,
at night or on the weekends.
Even though this job so far does not make a goddamn dime, like the days that we wake up at fucking 7 in the morning so we can get out there. And we're just driving into the country. We stop at a gas station, get some disgusting food.
Yeah.
Those are the happiest days of my entire fucking life.
Yeah, man. They are. The same,
yeah,
dude.
Man.
Like, kick ass.
Yeah, which is why a lot of people might call us crazy or whatever, but
I don't think there's anything better than someone. Like,
some people, you know, some people skydive, some people skateboard. You know, whatever. We happen to make films. Film people doing crazy shit.
Yeah. I don't think I get any satisfaction in anything else than getting up that early in the morning to go out on set and be there all day. That exhaustion, it's so wonderful. Yeah. I'm so happy to be that tired.
It's that
I
fucking did something feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
And that's really what it is, too. It's like, you know, like, I can get up for my fucking office job every Monday through Friday at, like, 8 o'clock, and I'll be up. I don't even want to get out of bed. I hear my alarm on a Sunday when we go shoot or whatever day it might fall on. Man, I'm up.
Time to get up. Yep.
Like, I'm up. All
right, time to go work.
Time to be a star.
Like, I could get
a star, baby.
I could get, like, 4 hours of sleep the night before. I'll be up. My ass will be up, ready to go.
I think that's... God, that sucks. Like, I've done that before. Do you remember that one day? There was one day back in the winter when we were shooting. I was up all night because I could not fall asleep. And I was so focused on what we were shooting that day. Like, didn't I down, like, 3 5-hour energies, like, in a, like...
Oh, no, you took a bunch of pills or some shit, didn't you? A bunch
of caffeine pills? Yeah, dude. I took, like, 6 of those at once and was just going all day.
That's probably a bad idea.
After hours, yeah, fully condone the use of drugs.
Yeah, we hear it after
legal,
hours.
Legal ones.
Yeah, the legal ones. I don't know, man. It was
They're caffeine pills.
Caffeine supplement, and I needed to be awake. I was tired, and the winter doesn't make it any better.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it was only, like, 25% speed. Like,
right?
so many...
I only did like one hit of math.
Filmmakers I know have like problems sleeping. Not me.
It's because... No, yeah. It's because like you're so fixated on what's going to happen the next day. Like...
Oh, I know.
I have to... I will lie down at midnight and fall asleep at 3.
I have
to sit there and figure out...
I have trouble falling asleep after a shoot. That's really? That's when I can't sleep.
Oh, no, dude. Because
I start thinking about... All right, what did I fucking do wrong?
I do that the next day.
What shot did I miss? What should I have done better? You know, that shit.
And I can honestly...
am I going to have to reshoot?
Honestly, though, like, really, nighttime is the filmmaker's hour. I'm not even kidding. Like, I do all of my work in the dark. Like, when it's in the dark, naked, like, masturbating.
As you do.
Yeah, disturbing. Right?
In front of a mirror, one flashlight.
One flashlight.
Empty room.
A candle.
One finger, circular motion. Don't you look at me.
Imagination, use it.
That's like some G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Some G.I. Joe shit right there.
No, dude.
Oh, man.
Recently, I stayed up till like probably 5 a.m. or so writing a script, and at the... like 4:30, 4 o'clock hour, like I started getting really, really weird. Like I had probably a couple adult beverages, you know.
Metamucil or
no.
Adult beverages.
Yeah.
Oh damn.
I don't remember what I was drinking. Most likely it was some kind of whiskey product. But yeah. Usually feel really strange at that. Even when you're on a set for more than like 15 hours, like the filming of East of Nowhere did like a over 20 hour day. That was fun.
Oh,
at the
yeah.
end of it, like I felt.
No shit, 20-hour day.
I felt, like, sick. I felt like there was, like I needed to go lay in a hospital bed or something,
no
you
shit.
Know? Or just, just lay in a bed, you know, just for, you know, I it didn't feel right. But yet I did it again the next day.
Dude, missing on the
oh yeah missing was
there were 3 shoot days, and on the last day we were up from we were filming for 23 hours
and I went to work the next day.
You crazy bastard.
Yeah,
I went to school.
I got 2
but
hours
I slept
in
no I went to school and I went to take a piss after third period, and I you know when you're you know when you just put you put your head up against the wall and you try to psych yourself up like, hey.
Fall asleep
a
little bit.
Dude, I slept the whole day standing at a pisser.
Nuh-uh.
Shit you not, dude.
Wait, at school?
Yeah.
How?
I closed my eyes and the next thing that woke me up was, oh shit, it was Mr. Ring. He tapped my shoulder, it scared me awake, and my legs gave out. Because I had been up all day.
Wait, you were at the urinal?
Yeah.
Was your dick out when you
Yeah, it was. Dude, my head was against the wall. I was like, no, why didn't anybody talk to me? I slept the whole school day. The entire school day. I was like, holy shit. I looked at my phone and I had like 16 text messages from my girlfriend and like 4 calls.
Where the fuck are you?
Like, where the hell are you? I haven't seen you all day. Are you okay? And I call her. I'm like, oh my God, where are you?
Were you leaning against a wall? How the fuck did you stand upright for that?
I was in the last stall with my head against it. The wall.
Okay.
Like, my head was against the wall, and I'm holding my... And I was just out. I was beat that day. That was a long fucking day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was. We started at like 6 in the morning.
Ended at like 5 o'clock that night. I got up for school 2 hours later.
Oh, more like...
Why did you not?
I remember getting. I remember.
Dad wouldn't let me.
No, I remember leaving right? set at like 3 a.m.
Was it like 3?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I got a couple hours, but not enough. I hadn't gotten that sleep schedule down yet.
What time did you guys start?
6 that morning.
Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah, dude
6 to 3.
The sun was definitely not up.
No, it was nighttime. We were all tired that night, too, dude. It was bad.
That would be a time to have fucking good amount of food on set.
That was we did.
I would hope so.
Last shot we did, this was like my first film ever, so I was like pumped. And the last shot we did was we had squibs. With condoms.
3 minute continuous
shot. Oh shit, yeah, you told me about that.
That was wild, man. I'm not going to talk anymore about it because I don't want to spoil anything. But there's squibs in that last shot, and it was really gross. You ever worn condoms on anything that's not your dick? It's kind of... it's weird.
Well, as a matter of fact, my weekends usually...
Dude, yeah, usually speaking... End up okay. On
some sort of body part.
I need to tell this story, because I'm feeling it now. I need to tell this story that I was telling earlier.
Oh, about what you saw on
Netflix? Everyone listening to After Hours.
It's a good time to tell that story.
I think that we're gonna have a segment like this at the end of every show where we throughout the week we'll watch some really fucked up movie and then we'll talk about it. And this is the first one that's gonna start it. It's on Netflix. If you type it in you'll find it. It's a foreign film, so if you don't like reading subtitles, I mean maybe you won't like this. I will also say, if you have a very strong moral standpoint, do not watch this movie at all.
If you're a little bit squeamish,
and if, probably you know, not I don't even know if the word squeamish is the correct term really? To feel about this. It's, as I said, it's a Japanese film called Ass Zombies, Toilet of the Dead. All right, so let me, I'll repeat that. It's Zombie Ass, sorry.
Not zombie ass?
It's zombie ass. Toilet of the Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, all right, let's allow me to go on to this tale.
No.
The movie focuses on this main character named Megumi, and her sister died. We don't know how. They're going on this camping trip to find tapeworms in the water, parasites, to help lose weight and exercise and stuff, which
is probably a horrible
idea. Yeah, that's a stupid idea. Yeah. And I don't know why they thought that was a good idea.
People fucking do that in America today.
I know. And so this really, all right, there's this Asian girl. Oh, wow. Surprise, surprise.
In a Japanese movie.
I know.
Fancy that shit.
Who's got a model's body. Like, she's supposed to be pretty. And that's the whole reason she's going there is to find one of those parasites. So they find one, and they're like, ooh, and this bitch tastes it. And Golden fucking eats it. And everyone's like, whoa, what the fuck? And she's all like, what? What the fuck? What's wrong? And, and like, one of them about throws up, and so they book it, and they're, like, looking in the woods. There's this old dude. Some shit happens. He's a zombie, blah, blah, blah. So they book it, and they run off, and they're like, what the fuck? And then someone stole their car. And I want you to... There's a focal point with this car. Some random dude in the woods in Japan decided to walk around the woods like, oh, fuck, I'm taking this fucking shitty van. Drives off. So, van's gone, and now they're like, what the fuck? So, they're journeying through the woods, and they find this village, okay? They get there, and all of a sudden, model girl starts feeling a bellyache, all right? And starts farting. And I mean farting. Like, this is a serious focal point in this movie. Farting is a huge aspect of this film. And so, like, she's, like, holding her stomach, and she's, like, cupping her asshole, trying to keep the farts in. And, like, dude, she's running. She's, like every step. She's, like, oh, God, it's so embarrassing. And I'm just, like, what the hell is going on? So she gets in the bathroom.
Is this a dubbed movie?
Or yeah, is it subtitled? This is subtitled.
Okay.
Now, she gets in the bathroom. I don't know what
would be funnier.
She gets in the bathroom, and in rural Japan, I'm assuming they don't have toilets, they just have shit shacks.
Yeah, they got that squatter style.
Yeah, dude, so it's a squatter style, and it's obviously gross, and I mean like wrong turn gross. It's pretty gross.
Shit
shack. That's what I'm calling it. I'm calling it the shit shack.
Might as well.
Dude, she squats to poop, okay, and the camera keeps hard focus on her butt. Not her butthole, but it's like the whole time you're watching, you're expecting this girl to start pooping. Like, it's going to happen. And like, she's like farting and her stomach. And she's talking about it. And I'm like, what the heck? And it'll cut occasionally to what's going on outside. But the whole focus is what's going on in this bathroom.
Oh, my
God. So now we're looking into the shit shack's hole. Mm. And a face comes up and it's a zombie. There's a zombie in the shit water. And reaches his shitty hand up and grabs her ass. Now, he obviously doesn't have that firm of a grip because, well, you know, it's an ass. This chick isn't standing. I would have stood right the fuck up if something grabbed me from a shithole. And, like, it's squeezing it, it's spanking it, and I'm like, what's going on? What am I fucking watching? And then she finally stands up and gets out. Some crazy shit happens, and she starts running. Well, her stomach still hurts, right? And, like, she's holding it, and she's farting, she's cupping the butthole, all that old shit. And then she drops down on all fours and's got her butt in the air and shit. She's like, oh, it hurts so bad, dude. She rips this wicked fart that they digitally put gas in to express how wicked this is. And then her butthole splits into, like, a huge hole, and this worm thing comes out. And it's like, ah! And she's like, oh, no. And everyone's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, shut the fuck up right now. So then, okay, they get into the house. They get into a house, and some old dude's in there. He's like a badass with a shotgun. It's a double-barrel shotgun, mind you. Double barrel. Two fucking shots. In fact, he shoots one and then reloads it. Yep. He bitches out and kills himself. I don't know why, but he just punks out and kills himself.
Like, fuck it, first bullet didn't work.
This fucking 14-year-old girl picks up this gun and fires 8 shots without reloading once. And the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, That's not how guns work. What the fuck? Is she that fat? And she's like, she knows karate and shit. There's got to be one kid on the student trip that knows karate. That's how it works.
All right.
So now it's, all right, model chick is gone. It's now this chick, the main chick, her friend, and this nerdy little dude who's got like that weird girl haircut. You know what I'm talking, the guy-girl haircut from the 70s?
Yeah,
he's got that haircut. And he's fucking like nerd, right down to
chin area.
Yeah, so some shit goes on there, and they meet this doctor, and he saves them with a nail gun, which is cool. And he reveals that he infected that entire town to keep his daughter alive, who has leukemia. See, what he does is he punches these zombies in the stomach, and they throw the worms up into her mouth. And then she shits out the old one. And she's fine. And it cures her leukemia. It's weird.
Because science.
Right, exactly.
What the hell?
Man? Yeah, so then he's like, I infected all of you with these eggs that I squeezed onto the pasta that I fed. And it's like, fuck, man. And they start, now they've got stomach aches and they're farting. And yeah, farting, again, super important. So they're running through the woods and they're farting and they split up. All right. So the main chick goes and this chick who has leukemia, okay, is all of a sudden fucking super badass swordsman with these fucking kitchen knives, and they're fighting. And I'm like, this kid's got leukemia. How hard can it be? Like, how can this even work? This makes no sense. And
how,
like,
hard is it to fight a kid with leukemia?
Not that difficult.
Personal experience, so, another story, another podcast.
And so then it cuts back to the other two, the nerd and the other chick. And the nerd gets infected, and he gets all fucked up, and he's dead now. And then the but before that, they run into more zombies. Here's where it gets weird. Here is where it gets weird. At this pinnacle point of the movie, these zombies stop where they are, they turn around, and they bend over.
Oh, God.
Asses in the air. And the worms shoot from the butthole, like in 8 of these, and then on all fours running backwards, they chase after them.
Jesus Christ.
The worms are still attached to them?
Yeah, the worms are what make them that way. So they're now, these worms are now running backwards, chasing after these people. And they get away, and they get into this warehouse, and the nerd dies. And then we're on the other chick. All of a sudden, model chick comes in. She's back, and she's on all fours, and she's got that thing sticking out of her butt. And she starts talking. She's like, the queen of these things laid inside of me. I am now the queen. And then this gets better. The worm extends out of the butt. Now, it doesn't leave the butt, but it like goes out like a rope and wraps around her, like a and wraps around this girl. Jesus. And the first thing that anybody who has ever watched anything on the internet will think,
I know where this is going,
is tentacle porn. And Lord and behold, that's exactly what fucking happens. This worm thing crawls up her vagina, crawls into her butt, and goes down her mouth, and you can see that it's pumping things into her.
Jesus.
And it's like, what the hell is going, what the fuck? Like, and that's, so she's fucked, and it cuts back to the main chick, and now it's like, you got the queen bitch, and you got this chick who's got, like, worm juice pumped so deep in her, she doesn't know what to do. So, like, she's like, kill me, shoots both of them in the fucking head with a nail gun. Bitch that got tentacle porn fucked is now dead. And then, but the other chick isn't. In fact, she splits open and becomes this dragon bird monster thing that now chases her with her crazy wings. And then the chick with leukemia is back and she's got the swords and shit. Quinn picks her up and they're fucking slashing at her and it like cuts and her titties are out. And it's fucked up. And then... it's like, haha, now we won. So they then, the queen then fucking releases her worm penises and starts raping this chick around her. And the rape is so, this tentacle porn rape is so powerful that they fly into the air, like all the way up. And then they finish up and they drop her. And it's like, oh, I'm going to die now. So now it cuts to back to her sister.
Holy shit, dude.
It cuts back to her sister.
There's a lot going on in this movie.
Just trust me. It's worth it. Cuts back to her sister. And see, she was being like told she was being bullied. And she was asking for her sister's help. So she gets in there like, we're going to make her eat cockroaches. Oh, big sister's here to help? Why don't you cut a big stinky fart? And it's like, wait a minute. What? And like they're like, yeah, cut the cheese, bitch. Like that's actual dialogue. And the sister's like, wait, I'll do it. Rips this raunchy stink ass that you know in one of those farts you're like, oh, I heard that, it was on TV, but I bet it smells.
Yeah.
And they're all making fun of this girl. They're now picking on this little kid because she farted. So she runs out of the room embarrassed and her sister chases after her. This little kid's reaction is to jump off the roof of the school and die. She killed herself because she farted in front of these fucking bullies. Now, at this point, you're like, what the hell could they do next? Because that was ridiculous. They weren't done. The girl that's falling to her death doesn't fall to her death because she realizes that you shouldn't be embarrassed of farts, embarrassed to fart in front of people. So, with her super butthole strength, farts her way back up into the sky, and all of a sudden, it's a Dragon Ball Z fight. Her jet-proportioned butthole is, like, helping her fight this fucking thing. And it keeps going. All of a sudden, her worm comes out, and it's, like, a fucking magical staff. It went from, like, worm rape to now, like, Sailor Moon.
Jesus.
Like, oh it's like, what the hell? And it ends, like, the fight ends, and she wins. And she's walking around. This thing is still in her. She has not gotten it out yet. And... oh my God, she finds the fucking van. And she gets in the van, and the professor from the beginning that had the daughter, he's like, be my daughter! Let's play father-daughter games! And she kicks him in the face, and that's it. That is the end of zombie ass.
Zombie ass.
You see, Kim, I told both my parents I was doing a podcast. I told mine. They should expect to listen to this.
I
don't think they can now.
Well, you know what, man? I find it to be a very, very, very interesting piece of cinema.
Jesus Christ.
And if I find it, I'm going to buy it because that was ridiculous.
The first episode we have, you discuss a movie about farting and tentacle rape.
Dude, I didn't expect it. Like, it wasn't my it wasn't my intention.
Jesus I think Christ. We just need to have, like, this segment, like, Italian talks about movie. It's like Theater of the Mind. It's like, yeah, this girl, she's sitting down. And she's shitting. Some other shit happens. Well, guess what?
Tentacle rape. Shut the fuck. How you doing? It's like
some other shit happens in this movie, right? But then there's tentacle rape.
Well, I mean, look. I thought I appreciated it. And I know you guys did. And I know that our listeners will be laughing their asses off at that story. So, kudos to me.
Jesus Christ.
Well, that's a bit of indie cinema.
So I have to see this movie now.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that I have to watch this.
It sounds pretty. Let's do shrooms.
I think that this is a pretty good spot for us to wrap things up.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, that absolute travesty has been After Hours.
All right, that's our first episode.
Completely Naked.
Even though none of y'all will get that joke, at least not yet.
Yeah, you'll see it
the next episode.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Thank you guys.
Well, for Open Sign After Hours, I'm Christian Nash.
Nate Barr.
Cam Clark.
Ryan Webber King.
All right, and we will see you next time. Good night, everybody.